The Lord bless and keep you, precious heart dwellers. This urgent message came forth during prayer from the Mother of Jesus. She began, "Your nation is in very great peril from many different sources. Prayer is absolutely essential right now because, my children, please, my children, devote your minds to prayer, not to the things of this world. Beautiful are the plans that have been made for you all if you will cooperate. I call you to cooperate, my dear ones. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. Clutching your life, your will, and your way close to your heart will cause you to shrink spiritually and miss out on all the great gifts He wishes to give you for your hand-picked mission. There is so much to do. You have no idea how much depends on your cooperation or how great your reward in heaven will be, even though that should never be your motive. My children, fall more in love with Jesus, and everything will become so very easy. Where love is lacking, so is obedience. Truly, this is the time to respond to the littlest desire of His heart. This kind of obedience will lead you straight to your destiny. For when He looks at you, He sees you completed in your work, and His thoughts at that time are about your destiny. You will pick up on this when you go deeper and deeper, totally abandoning yourself into His arms. You have never lived through war on your own soil in this recent past. You cannot even imagine how devastating it is. You lose everything you've ever acquired and are stripped of your human dignity, becoming a wanderer with no place of your own to lay your head. This is why prayer for repentance is so very important for the survival of your nation. What little will be left of it. I am telling you these things to bring home to you how very necessary prayer and repentance are in these moments. Much will depend on how much prayer is offered to preserve your nation and even those things you hold dear. Cling to Jesus, my dear ones. Cling to Jesus and pray with your whole heart for those who are unprepared for death. You cannot even imagine what is coming. Oh, Mother, it must be really bad. According to the iniquity of those who should have known better, Claire, the slaughter of innocents, the heinous things done to children, you have no idea. It is more terrible than you can ever imagine. For these reasons, judgments must come. But the prayers of the righteous will avail much, and there will be an abundance of mercy for the sincerely repentant. Pray and repent and encourage others to pray and repent, for time is surely very short. I pray that God will bless you now, my children, with a desire for deep prayer and the courage to speak out boldly and warn others.